You are now tuned into the Laptop Chronicles, the podcast for all things porn. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to have your ears stimulated.
Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. It's your host, Al, the PhD of pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University class of 01. And yes, I graduated magna cum laude from porn watching school. The sex talk specialist, I drink rum, I jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. Thank you for stopping in to the Laptop Chronicles. Now let's get pornorific. All right, welcome to the Laptop Chronicles, and this is a first. I have a couple, and I'm in the middle.
Oh, God.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah buddy. Yeah.
None of that.
So let's start with some announcements, as always. Let me see. Make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check out the YouTube channel because you only get some stuff on the YouTube channel.
Yes.
Like the last episode where he was kind of struggling with Valentine's Day.
You wanna
expound on that one?
I tried.
Do you wanna expound on that
one? Nigga, I tried. I'm sorry. That's episode 167. Valentine.
We had a little technical difficulty with the word Valentine's.
Valentine's
ballot. That was that one.
I'm not gonna lie, I lost it when you was like, "Come on, baby." I was like, "Oh,
take your time, sound it out.
Take your time, baby." I was like, "Oh, this isn't good."
Like, I tried, bro.
Like, I tried. Literally,
I tried.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
That boy was working.
So yeah, make sure you check that out. And the whole Valentine's Day.
There you go.
I got it. Yeah, I got it.
That's right.
I don't know. I'm listening. Like, oh, y'all really went to like a Motel 9.
Oh, what?
We went to a Motel 9 in Virginia.
I was basically, because like, that shit was ghetto.
It's like, yeah. So make sure you check that out. As always, make sure you check out Pathway to Progression on Amazon and Blurb.
Shout out to Kai.
Make sure you check out Norm Regular.
Is there AKA describing Norm, family?
Norm and Betha.
Yes, Norman Betha. Describe Infinity is available on all streaming platforms. He is also a co-host with us on Baltimore County Forever. But yeah, definitely.
That's our guy. And then for the porn clip of the week, make sure you jump on X Videos and type in Avery Jane Gets Gangbanged. She's one of my she's becoming one of my favorites.
She black?
Yes.
Okay.
Respect.
Black History Month.
She's
I've watched her for the past maybe 6 months to a year. She's new.
Oh, she's new to it.
She's new to it, but
she true to it.
She ain't new to this. She true to this.
You know what I'm saying?
She hit the ground running. Like, and she's
put
always
you on a properly flat.
Man. And she's, I don't know if they're a couple, but this dude, his name is R. It's weird, I don't know.
Thy name is R.
Oh, that's his
biblical porn.
Blasphemous? No? Was that blasphemous?
I'm like, nah, because I've one of my favorite porn scenes is a woman who spanks one out in a church.
Oh,
that's blasphemous.
Yeah, that's wild.
I didn't make it.
That's
for sure blasphemous.
I mean, it's kind of interesting to watch. But yeah, check out Avery Jane. Thy name is R. That's, I think they're a couple.
Avery Jane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
She does scenes with Kitty Jaguar, who's one of my favorites.
That's long titties.
No. Kitty Jaguar is, I don't know. She doesn't have long, saggy boobs.
Damn.
But, I mean, no disrespect.
Kids whoop your ass. Kids kill your body, bro.
I mean, that is true. I
I mean, I'm not saying anything is wrong with long, saggy boobs.
Jesus.
Oh, man. You know what? We're just going to keep going. Porn clip of the week. Make sure you check out Avery Jane Gets Gangbanged. It's very good watching. It's porn. It's always good watching.
Every year.
All right. So, first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Lauren from Shit Vegan Z.
What's up? What's up?
And first of all, I want to say I'm glad he has graduated from saying my love interest to my girlfriend.
Yo. It's there. Okay. I let him, like.
I thought it was cool.
It took a little while.
I thought it was cool. I ain't going to hold you. I thought it was cool.
It was 1956.
Old nigga.
That's a good year. My guy was born.
Shout out to Pops. I was like, yeah. Okay. So, Shit Vegan Z.
Yes.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
What is it about?
Shit Vegans Eat is a food page that I run on Instagram. Essentially, I'll try out different vegan spots, different cities whenever I travel back home in Philly, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, just give my honest opinion, like it was trash or it was partly trash or...
Said it like it was a weather update. Partly trash.
I like some parts of it, but other parts were trash. Right. Or it was amazing, and I highly recommend you try them. I literally just wrote a review this morning about a partly trash meal I had. So
from where? I'm gonna put it out there. Fuck it.
I tried Roland Park Bagels yesterday.
Well, first of all, that was your first mistake going to Roland Park. I don't
know shit about that.
We don't go to Roland Park.
What? Okay, but it's across the street from Miss Shirley's.
Miss Shirley's.
Directly across the street from there.
I know what you're talking
there.
About. Yeah. But even still, we don't go to Roland Park.
She tried the other place, though. No, what? Go ahead. Finish your review of it.
Oh, yeah. I tried that. I did, like, this breakfast sandwich. It was, like, this maple bourbon chicken, egg, cheese, and hash brown. And everything was pretty much trash besides the chicken. So, yeah. Like, you know.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because lately, I've been... Well, ever since... I met you,
mm-hmm.
and I think I hadn't seen you for a while. It was the second Baltimore County Forever podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, man, like, you look different. He's like, yeah, stop eating meat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, eating meat does that to your skin. Ever since that day, I kid you. Yeah, pause.
We got to realize what
this is so immature, bro.
But ever since that day, I was like, I cut back on eating meat.
Yeah.
So then when I tell people, oh, I don't eat meat, they're like, oh, are you vegan, vegetarian? I'm like, not really.
I know.
So then I started going to Dota's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that place.
That used to be, what was it called before?
The Grub Factory.
Yes. Grub Factory. Yes, yes, and we went there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they changed, like, the whole shit has changed.
New menu, new owners, everything, right?
Everything. Mm-hmm. And it's good. So the one thing I realized, so on the podcast, I always say, eat clean, you'll taste better, right?
That's true. I agree.
Right. Because the thing is, like, people don't realize, like, what goes in comes out.
Facts.
One way or another.
Big facts.
And if you eat shitty food,
it's gonna,
you know. Like, I never forget one of my homegirls is like, yeah, she was from Queens. And we got to talking about how there's no viable food, like, healthy food options in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I was messing with this guy and his cum was clumpy.
Ugh.
Yeah. I will never forget that.
Ew.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people,
chopped cheeses and shit.
Nigga was shooting out bread pudding.
Yeah. it got real quiet. But that's my thing. So that's,
I don't eat bread pudding, so I don't care.
So that's been my mission pudding. is to get people to understand how to eat better.
Yes. Yes.
Not just like, oh, eat better so you can, you know what I'm saying, when it's sexy time. Ooh. No, eat better because it will literally save your life.
That's a fact.
You know?
In more ways than one.
More ways than one.
Yeah.
But when it's time for you to, you know what I'm saying, you having a sexy time, like, all right, babe, let's do a little, let's do that thing that we saw on X videos. Then your lady's like, all right, cool.
Word.
Oh, man.
Let's try.
You know what I'm saying? So fruit juices. Shout out to Jabrosa Juice.
Mm-hmm. My guy.
Make sure you check out our Instagram pages. So, because we'll always update where he's at. Mm-hmm. He will literally pop up.
Yep.
So, are you into the juicing?
I don't do it myself, but I literally over the last, what, like 2 months, I've been craving juices like every other day. Mm-hmm. So, I've been trying to get into them more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What about you, sir?
Do I fuck with juices?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I actually just got a, well, it's not a juice, it's a smoothie from Sunset Raw Juice Bar in Owens Mill. Sponsorship. Please.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I fuck with them. More or less, it's been Sav, Jabrosa. We would go there as much as we can, when we can catch them.
Yeah.
And just, I've been more into, like, finding out what different fruits actually help the body. Mm-hmm. And what does it prevent, and why we should ingest it more, or why it should be a juice or a smoothie. Like, listening to him and the knowledge that right. he's gained by, you know, just doing research, mm-hmm. that's who I go to. That's who I really look at. It's like, dang, all right, so I should try this because such and such. Or I don't feel right. well, so I need this fruit or something like that. And she's, Lauren has done the same. Like, I didn't know about, like, certain things. It's something as small as, apple cider vinegar.
Yep.
Taking a teaspoon of that
every day,
and it helps.
Yep.
It helps. Mm-hmm. Especially when I was having like a real bad cold, I would mm-hmm. take a spoon of that instead of taking medicine.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I fuck with it.
And that's my thing about Jabrosa. He's a juice master. He's a scientist. Right. Me, I just put everything in the blender and let my body fight it out. like y'all niggas pick the good shit,
right? Like, y'all figure it out.
Yeah, you know, I'll put like two scoops of sea moss gel, which, listen, I'm gonna say this, fuck it, I tried to swallow sea moss gel once.
It's an acquired thing. Like,
I,
you,
I have so much respect for women now.
Yo, I,
because I couldn't swallow it. I like, my body was like, no, like my throat literally would not let it.
The trick is, and because I've taken sea moss gel, just pause, raw,
just raw
dog, the sea moss gel.
Yo,
I have,
you're
done
a wild
that.
Nigga, yo.
I'm gonna be honest. I mean, if not here, then where? But I have taken it.
We for sure getting nasty after that.
I treat it like a shot. Like, pause, I guess. Don't let it touch your tongue. That's the, that's the trick to it. That's the trick to, like, liquor. That's the trick to sea moss.
What else is the trick too, boo?
That's it.
All right.
I couldn't do it. So now I just,
this
mix
a good
it.
Episode. We got the right people for this one.
So I just mix it in there. So yeah, shout out to him, man, because yeah, different stuff, you know. And I guess I just don't have time to sit back and look at the food. Like, I just know there was a couple, a married couple, and the lady, I think she was about 80. And she didn't look a day over 55.
Lack?
Yes.
Annette?
I can't remember her name.
Okay.
But her husband was mad old. And he took all kind of medicine,
mm-hmm.
all kind of pills and everything, yep. because he didn't change his diet.
Yeah.
She was on a completely green diet.
Raw, vegan?
Yep.
Yeah.
And she, her skin just looked.
Yo, if it's who I think it is, I know exactly who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I think we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, black lady. Like, yep. Yeah.
She looked great.
Amazing.
For her age.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah. So yes, people, when I say eat clean, you'll taste better. Not just for sexy time. It's literally for your long term health.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna say that I've never said this on a podcast, but I had a job, and I thought that was it. Right. It was my job. It was like, this is my career. I'm going with it. I was so fucking stressed out.
Mm.
I was working 7 day, 90 hour shifts. Yeah, right. Fucking insane. And I was doing there. I'm drinking like 4 cups of coffee. I was smoking Newports, Black and Miles, American Spirits.
What What the fuck is an American Spirit?
It's like a some off-brand cigarette.
You smoke Virginia Slims?
Man. I knew you was going to say that. That's all that nigga know is Virginia Slims. Long-ass Virginia Slims.
Shout out to
Norm. It was just anything to keep me going.
Damn.
Right? And, I mean, on top of not sleep, I was literally sleeping for 3 hours, getting up and going in there for like another 15. It was bad. Wow, so, God. When I finally got to the doctor, I got on the scale, right? They went to take my blood pressure. The lady put the thing on my arm. She hit the button and is, you know, squeezing whatever. Mm-hmm. And it beeped. And she looked at me. She said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah, I feel fine." She said, "Hold up. I'll be right back." She ran down the hallway. And then, you know, you had the doctor. You don't see the doctor for like 10 minutes, right? He popped his head out. He said, "Yo, you good?" That's a black guy. Right? He's like, "You good?" I said, "Yeah, I feel fine." He was like, "Man, your blood pressure is 192 over 127.
Shit.
I will never forget that. The stress of that job, eating bad, drinking,
no sleeping,
mental health was bad. So after that is, you know, I got fired. I told them, when they fired me, I told them, thank you.
Facts.
I was like, thank you. The lady was like, huh? I said, yeah, y'all did me a favor.
Yeah.
So that's when I really started getting into juicing and just taking care of my fucking self.
Yeah.
Because it was bad. So when I say eat clean, you'll taste better. It's not just for having sex. It's literally for your health.
Yeah, general health.
Because I was a walking stroke and a walking heart attack.
That's crazy. Two of my guy friends, literally, they're 31, 31, 32, pre-diabetic. I'm like, yo, y'all are like in shape, like physically, you wouldn't even be able to tell they're overweight. Yep. Like they look completely fine. I'm like, yo, y'all gotta chill, man, on them fucking Jamaican platters and soul food platters all the time.
And it's not just like anything with seasoning, like you can do some seasoning, when we overdo it and things like
salt.
That. Yep.
Sugar.
The three white powders that are bad for you beside cocaine is salt, sugar, and flour. Stay away from them three, and you're good.
Yeah,
you know, so. Yes, check out Shit Vegans Eat, and eat clean, you'll taste better.
Great.
So, now, let me ask you all, how long y'all been together?
It'll be two years.
Go ahead and answer that.
2 years in May.
All right.
Oh, shit.
All right, you know.
Oh, some applause. We need some applause on that one. This one? There we go.
Yeah, I know my shit, nigga.
So let me ask you, 2 years, have y'all felt that the energy has fell off?
No. Like sexual energy?
Yeah.
No.
These are motherfucking thing, you hear me? Yes,
no. I'm gonna put it to you like this. I turned 30 last July. And it was like as soon as
cancer
I turned
gang.
30. Yes.
Cancer gang. 6'9". Like literally.
Technically, yeah.
So yes, okay, that's a fact.
That's a triple entendre. You the man. Shout out the whole
this nigga.
Triple entendre. This nigga. Don't even ask me how. Sorry, go ahead,
Lauren. Oh, but like they say, like you hit your 30, you get into your 30s and like your shit peaks.
You hit that stride.
That's a fact. That's a fact. It is a fact.
Okay, so let me tell you.
I'll be nasty.
When I met him was 10 years ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was 30, going into 31, and we was working together. I'm not gonna lie, when we first, I was like, man, who was this enthusiastic motherfucker hopping up all the time, answering questions, like, sit your ass down. He didn't even realize that.
Hey, yo, wait, time out. Yo, this nigga, when we was doing the what's it called? The
orientation?
The orientation. This motherfucker was asleep, just like this.
You look like you sleep like that too.
That nigga sleep in security guard mode. Nigga push security guard mode on his body. He slept just like that. I swear to you, bro. And me and Kristen, cause our homegirl, she went to high school with me. I didn't know her, but we were separate. She's 2 years older than me. So I remember hitting Kristen, like, either Kristen or Kyle. It's probably Kyle. I was like, why this nigga sleep? Is he sleep? He at the corner. Hey, what? He sleep? I'm like, I ain't about to say nothing to him. Yo, he beat my ass, bro.
Yo, I'm the nicest guy on the planet.
Yes, which is crazy. It's like, anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So, yeah, so 10 years ago, I was 31, you know, 30 going to 31. And I would come into work and they'd be like, yo, man, what'd you get into? And I'm like, yo. Like, this weekend was wild.
Who I got into?
Right. Who I got into? And they would be looking at me like, yo, you are bugging.
Yeah.
Until you hit, it's something about 30. Hitting 30. Yeah. And then, like, around 35, you'll just kind of find your groove.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
And then from there,
we ain't done yet.
It's, you know, like, as you get older, especially for women.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned one way or another that as women get older, their sexual energy it either, like, it's already high and mm-hmm. it stays high mm-hmm. or it gets higher.
Yeah.
Now the problem is for men, as we get older, like, our sexual energy drops.
Yeah.
For the most part, if we let it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, like, going to the gym, mm-hmm. you know, working on, like I always say, like, going to the gym isn't just for sexy time. It's literally to help your longevity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people don't realize the dick is a muscle.
That's,
like,
a fact.
You can't, like, I can go in the gym and I can do arm curls. I can't whip out my dick and, you know, bench press with my penis. But there are different ways to work your abdomen muscles and yeah. things like that. So as you get older, you can keep it up. Literally. Keep it up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? On top of taking different roots like that the African roots you hear people talk about,
mm-hmm.
that shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
The Yohimbe, the horny goat weed, the Tongat Ali. So taking those different like mixes of roots and stuff like that, mm-hmm. it literally helps.
What one of you said horny what?
Horny
goat weed.
What's that?
look at you.
We here.
I'm not sure exactly what it is. It's just one of those roots that you take and it helps your sexual energy. You can take it as, now you can get it from vitamin shop, GNC.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
For real?
You can, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's a common thing. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of things that people think are, like, exclusive to certain places, they're literally common. You know, it's all about the research. Yeah. So just like Savage does the research on the juices, I do the research on the
porn.
Yeah.
Yes. In a nutshell.
So yeah, there's that. Let me see. What is your favorite song to get it on to?
Yeah. Individually, you mean?
Individually.
Yeah, because we ain't got a song. So if she starts naming some songs, we got an issue.
We don't have a song. We don't have a song together. Okay. I don't know if I have one. Let me see. Damn. I never really thought of it. The first thing that I thought of was Say It by Neo.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I ain't got one.
A fave.
I ain't got one.
Y'all just
come. But you, yeah, niggas be skipping all that bullshit and just get No, but you know what? I remember it was the last year. We had made like a whole playlist.
We for sure
determined
did.
To like use it. And
I
it was,
still
like,
had it.
It just didn't happen.
You
know
what I mean?
Yeah. I know how that goes now.
I'm gonna go with Say It.
Okay.
For now.
See, I was gonna come with some Philly slander, but that's all right.
Who was you gonna say?
I'm
gonna
say what? Property. Not
Listen, who the fuck wanna hear Petey crack? Talking Spanish on a
ring. I accidentally had sex to Victory by Wu-Tang once. All right, so
I mean, was it a shuffle kind of move? Just the shit you showed up.
Remember the 6 CD players? The CD
player. Oh, 6 disc change. Yeah.
And so the Get Booty disc was in there. That was in like number 5. And like I went through the whole thing and then it switched over. And like I was mid stroke and Wu-Tang was playing and I was like, I'm not stopping.
I'm not stopping.
I was like, fuck it. Then that's how I had sex to Wu-Tang.
That's wild.
It was my college days.
It's funny. It's wild.
Jamming that, yeah.
That's the name of the playlist.
I didn't make up that shit.
I don't remember. You added it, nigga. Shut up.
I didn't add that name. I don't talk like that.
I didn't say that. You definitely said that. I don't talk like that.
What the fuck is the yeah? Like, what?
Jamming in that yeah.
Regardless, we ain't used the shit.
Wow.
Say it is on here.
Yeah. I think we may have used it once.
Yeah. Well, how far once. The songs did we go? Cause
I don't know. It's not a long
A song Night Off, there. Drake and Lloyd is pretty good. Take You Down. Making Good Loving. Avant. Read Your Mind, Avant. 112 Anywhere. Miguel, uh-oh. The Valley. Body Party.
Is Say Yes on there?
Say Yes by who?
Floetry.
Wait a minute, did you say by who?
Yeah, you wildin'.
I didn't know who.
And the only reason why.
I didn't know, I'm sorry.
My okay, bad.
Why?
I gotta look into the camera.
Why?
That nigga said, because I thought I would put that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Anyway.
What, nigga? Hey.
So you don't have a favorite?
I don't.
Is what you're saying.
Oh, I don't.
Uh-oh. Nah. All
right. My child was conceived to Lloyd's second
album. And he's sure
album.
To fucking tell me every time we hear the song. I just be like... All right, nigga.
Please Have My Baby, ironically, is what my child was conceived to. I was a rough patch of my life. Child of the Lord.
It was a while ago. You know what I'm saying?
It was 11 fucking years ago.
We won't let that shit go.
All right. Uh-oh.
Next.
Well, there goes that fun time.
I'm still getting that.
Well, I'm about to take a nap, nigga. Go
ahead. You know how we like to take naps.
Listen. Nap time from cuddling to like having sex to taking a nap, like just doing it over and over.
You get
like,
to play, that's lit. You get to play my favorite game. Let me put
hide the
tip
pickle.
What? First of all, what the fuck is hide the pickle?
Hide the pickle. Pickle platters. Hey, I'm finna get you that platter, baby.
Hide the pickle.
Double sides. Double meat.
Meat madness. Yo. Yeah, you a wild nigga.
Ooh, it's going off the rails. That's what we like. That's what we like. All right, next question.
That was the first one, man.
That was the first one. What's the longest you went without smacking a clam?
Smacking a clam?
I never heard.
What's smacking a clam?
Ripping one out.
Oh, right. DJ. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Clams, pearl.
Ding.
All right. Yo. The longest? It was probably almost like 2 months. And it was only because I was having a bunch of issues. So it was like not... This was before I even met you. This was 2018. It was when I first moved back to Philly. And yeah, it was like 2 months. You know, like, vaginas be wildin'. So like sometimes we just have a monitor.
Vaginas be wildin' is sick.
That, vaginas, you know, be wildin'.
There we go.
But sometimes, you know what it was? I'm gonna be honest. It's like, so if you on birth control and then you stop taking it, it takes your body a long fucking time to readjust.
Yeah.
So it was like that period. And I was just like, ew, sex. Fucking yuck. Don't touch like none of that shit.
a lot of issues like I know someone who had a miscarriage.
Oh.
And it's like for about 2-3 months afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was just going over to talk to her, make sure she was straight, you know, and she was like, yeah, I'm not feeling none of that.
Yeah.
And then like she said, like her dude tried to, you know, she was like, mm-mm. You know, sorry, hold bro. Up. I'm just not even.
Shop's closed.
Yeah.
Shop's closed indefinitely.
So, anything like birth control, birth.
Fuck. Yeah.
Birth.
Like, yeah, birth itself.
I don't see how people have, like, y'all know what Irish twins are, right?
Yes. Yeah. I know a couple niggas with Irish twins.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, of course, a dude. But I'm talking about, like, women who have kids, like, back to back.
I actually didn't know it was called Irish Twins for, like, in terms of back-to-back births.
Mm-hmm. I didn't find that out until I was working in Philly, actually.
What is it? What, right? It's 6 weeks?
It's supposed to be six weeks
after you give birth. But you're not supposed to have sex.
You're not supposed to have sex.
Oh, okay.
Some women come up pregnant, like, either within the 6 weeks or right after the 6 weeks. So it's something like if your kid, like, when kids are born that close together.
Yeah. You can essentially have two kids in 1 year if it's timed, right?
DMX albums.
Wow. Oh my god.
Baltimore County Forever is available.
But yeah, that's yeah. Vaginas be wildin'.
Vaginas be wildin'.
That's a hell of a title.
So what's the longest you went?
Oh shit, like 3-4 days.
Oh my god.
Hey bro, dedication, bro.
That's wild.
I like me time. Me time is special.
But you know, I'm not surprised. Y'all don't have nearly as many ups and downs in a month that women have.
Standards.
Right? Oh, and
we don't nearly have as much standards as women.
But think about it. Like, in a 4 week period, in a month period, let's say 4 weeks, four even weeks, right? 1 week, you know, you PMSing. 1 week's an actual period. 1 week, you're trying to recover. You really only have like 1 week where you feel normal.
Yo, you got 7 days to do your thing.
You really like, like, this woman shit is wild.
But I will say, like, fuck it, we gonna go here. Listen, when it comes time to run that red light, like right before, man, I've known swimming whose hormones through the fucking roof. I used to have a friend who, when it came that time of month and she had like cramps, she would like call me like, yo, I need you to come over. I need you to
While cramping?
Yeah.
Maybe her, I mean, everybody cramps are different, but ew, it feel like your uterus is falling out your body. I don't feel like
something about, you know, she was like, look, that pounding, it I'd go over there, put the towel down. You know.
I can see towards the end.
Yeah, like
the light
flow.
For the change back to green. You in the yellow. But
ew. Hey, it's some people run red lights.
They did regularly.
Just, you know, it's what it is. But yeah. See, I think the longest I went was 8 weeks. But that's because I was in.
That's pretty long for guys, right?
But I was in basic training. I was in the military, so it was like
it's in jail. Yeah, there's nothing but niggas around.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I
wasn't. Wasn't no motivation out this.
I was trying not to get like
ain't no bitches.
I was trying not to get in trouble to get like recycled back. I was trying to do everything I could to get the fuck out of it. It was cool, but it was like
yikes.
Yeah, so 8 weeks.
Fucking
24 hours to this guy.
Hey man. Yo, listen, X Videos be having new shit on that homepage and it's just like, damn, I need to try this. I'm rub this joint out.
Bookmarking these bitches, like saving the fucking link.
I should, bro. But when I spend a block on a joint, I be like, I seen this. This a good one. I won't be here for a half an hour. I'm gonna get off street. Good timing. We got good time in here.
Speaking of, do you have one porn that is just your all-time A1 favorite? Like, you could watch it 2 years from now, 5 years from now, and you're like, that's it.
Not a specific video, but I'll tell you who I consider to be old faithful. Like, them reliable niggas. Rock and Shay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. Rock and Shay.
Yo.
Or a classic, like, I always know I'm finna get some action there.
I've been a fan of Rock and Shay since they was fucking in the Home Depot.
They fucked in Home Depot?
Yeah, when they was first coming up, they would make videos and they were fucking in, like, Home Depot.
That's
like,
fire.
They was doing, like, exhibition type shit.
That's dope.
Tight.
Yeah. I think that was.
That's talent.
I think they've been going there like 6-7 years.
Yo.
They've been fucking for been a long strong. Time.
Yeah.
They've been going strong. Yeah.
Shout out to Rock and Shay.
It's like, if I don't like, you know, I'm not really not trying to go past like page 2 or 3. Like, now, then I feel like I'm getting into. Well, that's just me.
I make it past 2. But like, at the 2, it's like, bro, I'm in a specific category now, because I'm like, bro, all right, I don't see nothing. Let me go to where I need to go.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like, all right, if I'm limited on time for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. Like, let me go see what.
Oh, by the way, this is water with just a little bit of powder. This is not what y'all think it is. Yeah. Like, hey,
people do that.
Some people.
Oh, you know what? I saw that on My Strange Addiction not too long ago.
Yeah, some people like
white woman drinking piss all day.
Like water sports. Like some people are into it.
That's oh, wow. Girl.
Yeah. So, different segue. Speaking of being short on time, have you ever spiked one out at work?
No. No, I've never done it at work.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
You clearly have. I can say, oh.
Nah.
Missing out. Nah, I never did it at work.
There's something. Okay, so. so back when I was a history major, you know, I'm writing mad papers or whatever, be like stressed out. And there was times I'd be on campus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, Lord, y'all, I was in school.
Yeah. I mean, I've spiked one out at work too. Different jobs. I bet you can't figure out which one. Ha ha. but like sometimes, like people underestimate snapping one off. It will literally clear your mind.
Not at work physically, but like if I'm working at home. Oh yeah, for
sure. Oh yeah, you're. And that's why I cannot work from home. I refuse to work from home. I wouldn't get nothing. I literally wouldn't get anything done.
Damn.
I watch porn all day.
Like, you think you on a Zoom call on mute?
Ooh. Oh, did y'all see that video?
Homeboy his pants down.
He was like, "Dang, you about to jerk his dick? Dang, you about to jerk
that
his
nigga
dick?"
Came back with the lotion and the napkins on camera, and I was like, "Oh no!
Somebody call Daniel!
Kick him off the VN!"
He was like, "Daniel!" And my man, he didn't hear. No, he was ready. He got the lotion.
Yo, he had that shit planned out. He was waiting like,
right,
for that.
All right,
shit.
Come on. Are you done? You done? All right, I got things to do. Boop. He hit the wrong boop. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I've snapped one off like before. I had to write a paper. Clear your mind. Be at work, stressed out, find a little corner. You know what I'm saying? Bathroom. Find that bathroom that nobody goes to. You know, if your building is big enough, if your office building is big enough, there's like a, you know,
the handicap bathroom? Like the single bathroom?
Yeah, you can do it there. But listen, if you're stressed out, snap one off. It will relax you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, just don't do it in public.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Very illegal.
Shout out to Pee Wee Herman.
No, let's not shout that nigga out.
But he was in a porn theater.
Is that not a public place?
Yeah. Okay. But you got to know your audience.
Yeah. That's a good one. That was a good one.
Like so there's a place in Atlanta called Tokyo Valentino. There's a couple of them. The one I want to go to is on Northside Drive. I've driven past it. I just haven't been in because I didn't know what was in there. So I did some, you know, I was doing some research and I was like, oh, okay, I know where that is. This place in the front is a storefront. They got, you know, toys and everything. Mm-hmm. But in the back, it's a full on like sex theater. So they have different booths, right? And the booths have like couches and beds. And like you can leave the door open and like somebody can watch or join, or you can close. Like there's enough space. I think they got king size beds, queen size bed, king size beds. And it's like a whole bunch of different theaters. I mean, rooms, booths and stuff. There is somebody on, most of her videos are on Pornhub. Her name is Alley Cat. And she's got a whole setup. And like her and her husband are swingers. And she'll go in there and she'll have random sex with different guys. I know, different strokes for different folks. But
it's hygiene is concerning.
Very.
For me.
Which, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I've walked into a room like, fuck it. All right, this is what we doing?
I mean,
I've heard of rooms that are now. There's a point where I'm just like, all right, y'all niggas is too nasty. But yeah, in a like porn theater setting, you got.
So it's a theater that plays porn on the.
Well, they have those.
Okay.
But then there's also like ones with different rooms. Wow. Like if you all like if you all went down there, right? Y'all go to Tokyo Valentino, and you know you looking around the front, and then there's I think you gotta pay $10. That's the entry fee. Mm-hmm. And y'all could go in there, and there's a booth, and y'all can sit on a couch or bed or whatever, and y'all can watch a porno, and y'all can get it on. And then if you want somebody to watch, you know, the door is open, somebody may watch, or you know, somebody may, if you, you know, if it's that kind of vibe, head nod, whatever, like, okay, join in. But if not,
that's wild.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm get you some of this.
And there are
sounds fucking disgusting.
But yo, that reminds me of the time I went to a party, and I walked in, and This white woman, I had never seen her before. And this white woman, she was getting it from the back, from the front, and she had two in her hand. And there was a white guy sitting over to the side, and he was smiling with a beer in his hand. And I'm like, okay, that's her husband.
Yep.
And that was his thing. Like he, like some women, like so the whole like Queen of Spades and cuckolding and all of that is some people like watching their wives be pleased. Or it's not even just couples. Like some people like watching their significant other be pleased by other people.
I know somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You did? Mm. Oh, it's all okay.
Somebody else is into that.
Yeah. It's a thing. You know, and so one of the things I've learned. So one of the things I've learned is like getting older is there are some men who are older. Who are like, you know what? I'm cool with my wife having sex with other men or with other people because if I can't please her in that way, it's cool if somebody else does.
That's a whole nother type of love.
And that's a whole nother topic.
That is a whole nother type of love.
So. So, yeah. I mean, that's like I would never think. Like at 30 years old, I would have never thought like, oh, okay, I understand it. But now I'm like, all right, I get it.
Damn. I understand it. It's just like, it's still shocking. Mm-hmm. I think the shock factor is still there and still the fuck, no, I wouldn't do that. That's not
yeah. There. I mean, nothing shocks me anymore.
Yeah.
Like literally I believe nothing. It. Nothing. So, hold on.
Interesting.
We're going to make this one last question.
Okay.
Let me see. Tell you what. Pick a number between 1 and 100.
76.
Good one. I was going to say 79.
Wow.
76. Aw. What's the sweetest thing you've ever done for someone?
Just in general?
Or? Yeah, in general. Clap them cheeks.
He was like, favor.
Sweetest thing I've ever done. You know, I don't like that one. Can I pick another number?
Okay.
Yeah, go 79. Number. Go 79.
79. When was the last time you felt jealous?
All right. Let's go for 89.
I didn't make these questions. All right. So 89. Well, you know what? There's no 89.
Okay.
Okay. So pick. Okay. So one. Okay, so between 1 and 87.
So 87.
87. Oh, my bad. Between 1 and 85.
What the fuck?
Jesus, man.
My fault, okay? My fault.
52. 52.
All right, 52. I know there's a 52. All right. Oh, man, it's... Fuck it. I'm going to pick a question.
Yeah, yeah. You just picked the best question you said.
Let me see. Oh, this is going to be... have you ever had sex with a woman?
I have not.
Okay.
Oof. You worried over there?
No, I know you, babe.
I have not.
Okay, and what would you have done if she had said yeah?
Oof. that oof.
I mean,
would you have?
Would I have done that?
Obviously, it would have been before you.
Yeah, I still would have done it.
Really?
Yeah, that doesn't interest me. Okay. I also don't care for strip clubs as well, since we're on that topic. But yeah, lesbian porn doesn't do shit for me.
Now, lesbian porn?
Lesbian porn, I mean, women.
Lesbian porn is pretty cool, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
None of that does anything for me.
Yeah. Now, I will agree on the strip clubs. Strip clubs are... I go into strip... I watch TV in strip clubs.
Yeah.
Coming for the wings. Yeah. I'm just here for the wings.
I literally go to strip clubs to eat and watch TV. The only time... Okay, so the only time I have had a good time in a strip club was when we was down there for orientation. Mm-hmm. My cousin and her girlfriend came to pick me up.
Oh, okay.
And they took me to Club Blaze in Atlanta. If you're from Atlanta, then you probably know about. I don't even remember where the fuck this place is, or if it's even still open. And my cousin used to be a stripper, so she knows all the dancers, right? Mm-hmm. So we in there, and she's getting a lap dance and like holding a full on conversation with the dancer. I'm like, okay, cool. And her girlfriend went to the pool table, and I'm sitting there watching ESPN. All of a sudden, I hear the whole crowd go, ooh. And I'm like, I look at the stage. This dancer is, she's got her legs like propped all the way back. She's full on stretching. She's putting dollar bills on her pussy and blowing them off.
Yo. Whoa.
I tipped her.
Oh, for sure.
I went out like, there you go, ma'am. Thank you for that exquisite.
Listen, their talent is underappreciated.
Very, very.
That I will say.
I used to watch, somebody tweeted that HBO needs to bring back Taxi Cab Confessions, but with Uber and Lyft.
No, I've never seen it.
You never seen Taxi Cab Confessions?
No,
it's on HBO. She wasn't outside.
Boy, fuck you.
So it was this show that they did, and I think in just New York, or it might have been New York and LA, or it might have been New York for two seasons or something, but I know it was centered around New York. And so they would have little cameras in the car, and people would get cab rides, and the cab drivers would kind of, you know, start talking to them. And some people would just open up about their sexuality.
Really?
Different. Yeah, it was actually interesting.
How long ago was this?
Oh, man, we're talking like
25.
I also didn't have HBO growing up, so let's make that clear.
Okay. Like,
hey, we a regular cable ass niggas. None of that fancy shit.
My dad took Cinemax away from me when we were younger.
I wonder why.
Freak I'm bull. Here now.
Oh, but yeah. So they were like,
"Freak bull." Shut up, nigga.
Because like, can you imagine? Like, I've taken a Lyft, and I used to drive Lyft for like a month. I didn't like it. Mm. But like, people get in and just, you have the most random of conversations. So
I mean, I guess some people really just don't give a fuck who know what.
Yeah,
facts.
But is then what it is. Also, HBO used to have the pole dancing Olympics. It used to take place in hedonism in Jamaica. And right. Uh-oh. So we know about hedonism?
I've never been to hedonism, but I have a story.
Oh. Get your turn. Yeah, right?
Go ahead and finish this.
No, we here now.
Okay. 2016 is when I graduated from grad school. I'm like, oh yeah, let's take a trip with the guy I was dating at the time. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Cancun. All right, I'm looking up. I'm like, I'm the planner. I'm always the planner, so I'm looking up the hotels. I'm, you know, and I find this one hotel called Temptation. No, that wasn't the goal, bro.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking, and I'm like, okay. All inclusive, adults only. Right? I took that as ain't no fucking kids allowed. Like, just on some, there are regular hotels that say no kids. You know what I mean? It's just regular hotel. So I'm like, oh, all right, affordable. It looks cute. Blah, blah, blah. The amenities. So I booked the shit. We get there. And they set you up with like a advisor. Yeah. To like sort of walk you around the property. And I'm thinking, like, this is only my second all-inclusive trip at the time. So I'm like, I ain't all shit. So we walking around. She walking around with us. And I start to notice, number one, that people have these colored wristbands on their arm. I'm thinking it's to get them access on certain places on the fucking resort, right? So I'm thinking, like, oh, whatever. I mean, I guess Maybe I'll get mine after we right. done this little tour.
Maybe I'll get mine after the tour.
Oh, you gonna get yours after the tour? No.
So the lady takes us to breakfast in the hotel, and we're sitting, and she's like talking to us. She brings up, yeah, you know, and just so you know, no means no. And I'm like, I look at this nigga, and I'm like, yeah, like, duh. Like, of course. And this fat, white, older guy, let me be clear, it was all old white people. Mm-hmm. We found one black man. Mm-hmm. All old white people there. He walks up, and he sees my advisor's color, like, wristbands. And he goes, excuse me, not to interrupt, but can I ask you a question? And she looks at him, and he goes, are you into the lifestyle? And she was like, yeah. And he looked at her bands, and she was like, I'm not interested right now, though. Whatever. He walks off. So I'm like, yo, what the fuck going on here, bro? I was like, what kind of cartel shit? Like, what the fuck? And I was like, so what lifestyle? Like, what? Am I missing something?
What lifestyle?
And she was like, who booked this place?
She said that?
Yeah, she asked me. Because she started laughing. She was like, I was so like, you know what I mean? Like, unfamiliar. She was like, who booked this place? I was like, I did. She was like,
oh.
Oh. I was like, what the fuck am I missing? She was like, this is a swingers resort. I was like, ding.
Y'all stayed in the room the whole time then.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Nigga, we went to the game room to play pool, got takeout, and stayed in the room, and then went off the resort for shit. I was like, swingers? You know what? They didn't have anything that would allude to some wild shit. It was a topless beach. I know there was a topless beach. I didn't really give a fuck about that, though.
Right.
So I booked it. I was like, whatever. But it was like 60 and up.
Yeah.
Topless.
Yeah.
Like, ill. And the windows were designed so that people could watch you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, could see. The shit was crazy.
Got this story.
Shout out to Taboo.
The shit was crazy. You know, nonetheless, was none of that shit flying with us. Especially all old ass white people.
Yeah.
But they were trying. We got approached by a couple.
They have younger people like that.
You have to look at the calendar.
I was curious. You know, if you got to give them range for the audience. The audience has to know the range of older people and like people around our age doing that.
So if you Google if you Google swingers resorts, you're gonna get a bunch of different ones.
Why are you looking at me? I was just asking. Maybe the audience needed to know. Mm-hmm.
So
maybe,
or if you're in a group of people mm-hmm. or you know a group period, a lot of people will book. Say hey. You know, August 1st through the 7th, we have this trip going to Hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your down payment down or whatever. But people in the group know what's going on. So, So there's that. There's a black nudist group that I follow on Instagram.
Go ahead and give them the handle so you can go follow them right now.
I think it's black.
That nigga woke right up when he said that.
Oh, like he heard that, right? Let me see. It's
this nigga really don't give it all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
what? I don't care about what you like.
Whoa, man! Oh yeah,
they seen your post.
Oh yeah, yeah, your post came up. Let me see. So black nudist,
stupid.
Oh,
let's see. Accounts.
So are they? It's a traveling group.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let's see. I think this is it. Nope, that's not it. I'll find
that's okay.
It. Just, yeah, but yeah, there's a group of black people that are nudist and they travel. I don't know if they're swingers, but I do know that they go to different nudist beaches and things like that. Because yeah, you will show up at Hedonism like, all right. You know what I'm saying? I got 92 rubbers. I'm gonna use all 92. And then you see Miss Martha, who's 75,
she's trying to give it a go.
Yeah. So
no.
But so you know, if you're into the lifestyle, even if you're curious, you know, there are different groups. Mm-hmm. If you live in the Baltimore area, there is a place to play. You can learn different things.
Not too far from here.
Not too far from here.
15 minutes.
Really?
That, yeah. 10 minutes.
Wow. It's actually a... So here's the thing about that place. It's a really cool spot to just hang out, right? I know it sounds mad weird. So like you walk in there and like upstairs, there's a big dance floor, right?
Okay.
And people are just in there just dancing, you know, regular. If you want to dance with your shirt off, if you want to dance, you know, with your pants off, or if you want to just kick back on the couches,
but it's sneaky.
Yeah, like you can do that, right?
It's kind of dope in concept.
Right. And then if you go downstairs, they have a bunch of different rooms. Mm. So you can like book a room in their different themes. Mm. So if y'all wanted to have sex in a jungle room, you know, you put your name on the list and, you know, they, well, I'm sure they're clean. Well, no, they do clean it. You know, I think you get it for an hour, 45 minutes. And y'all can do whatever you want in the room. So it's a really cool vibe.
It's dope conceptually.
Yeah. You know, and the one thing that I like about a lot of these places is it's fucked up for some people who like for example, if we were all going on a trip, mm-hmm. right? I wouldn't book Temptations. And we all show up like, haha, surprise. You know what I'm saying? Y'all standing there clutching your pearls like, the fuck?
You know, motherfuckers.
Right? Like his, you know, no.
Yeah.
And so that's the part that's fucked up is a lot of people will spring shit on people who aren't ready.
That's not okay.
Yeah, that's completely foul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So even going over to Taboo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's a cool vibe. Even the people who work there, they want everybody to just be comfortable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if it's for you, it's for you. If not, you know, some people literally go somewhere like they say, no means no. Mm-hmm. So if you're out somewhere, there are some people who literally just like to watch as couples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So y'all could go somewhere chilling and somebody may come up and like approach you like, hey, you know, just like, nope, it's not that kind of vibe.
Right.
Most people would be like, all right, cool, I understand. Mm-hmm. But you do get about 15% of them dudes who are dickheads who, persistent. You know what I'm saying, persist. They just fuck up the vibe.
Yeah.
But for the most part, a lot of people do stick to the code.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect it.
But to segue all the way back, yes, HBO used to have pole dancing. On.
That's cool.
Yeah. So
I had no idea.
One more question. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna ask Mr. Sir over here.
Please do. Let's hear it.
Let's see.
Make it a good one.
What was your kinkiest wet dream?
Kinkiest wet dream?
Yo, it was Halle Berry and us dancing in a ballroom. I don't know why I remember that. I don't know why I was there with her. But boy, it was nice.
Was she naked or something?
No, she had on like a ball gown.
Monster's ball. Monster's balls.
That was a wet dream?
I guess.
Was it, nigga? Yes,
yeah,
or no?
Yeah. I guess. I just remember that dream and I don't know. I don't remember.
I feel like that's not kinky, though.
I mean, I don't have any. That's the closest dream I remember. Sorry, guys. I mean, that's probably the only thing I really...
I remember my...
This nigga don't be dreaming. Okay, go ahead. You remember?
Oh, what the fuck was that?
Nigga don't be having no dreams, bro.
So I remember my first wet dream. I think I was like 13, and I woke up and I was like, "All right, I didn't pee the bed, but my shorts are wet. What the fuck is going on?" And like I asked my older brother, I'm like, "Hey, I didn't pee the bed, but my shorts are wet." He was like, "What?" And I was like, "Never mind." I just felt it getting weird. I was, you know, I'm, like you go to your older brother for like, and he was like, "What?" I was like, "No, never mind. Like I'm good. I'll figure it out." And yeah, That's the last time I remember having a wet dream, because now if I have a dream and I'm dreaming about clapping some cheeks, I just wake up and grab the laptop.
What a laptop bat.
That's literally, you know, and And, you know, you just wake up and just like, like, you know what? You
take ready care to of go.
Right now. You know, but yes. So, oh man, this is great.
This was fun.
Yes, I like being in the middle.
Not here.
No means no.
Are you in this lifestyle?
Like, nigga, what lifestyle are you talking about?
I said, yo, she's about to traffic us. About to get real crazy.
So
we're about to fight her off.
So how I heard about Temptations is a, you know, I knew about it, but I know somebody that went, and he went with his wife.
He went to, like, to
go. Yeah, yeah. And he was like reporting back. He was like, hey fellas, they got porn on the TV and this.
Yeah,
and
they
that.
Do. They have porn channels
and
in the room.
I was just like, gotta go.
The shower, my most memorable, besides all the, you know, old ass naked bodies, the shower was really, really nice, but it was like a setup. Like, it was a huge shower. It was a long shower. It had the rainfall shower heads, and there were two of them. Shower was lit. Like, the shower was really fucking nice.
Yeah.
I do just remember that.
Yo, those overhead. The next place I live in, I'm putting in an overhead shot. Like, that
need
is
that.
Once you have, like, try one.
You, oh, yeah, man. And then, so you got to get the little footstool thing built in for, like, leverage.
Yeah, cause shower sex, in theory, it sound cool. But in practice, it's really not that cool.
It's not, because it's dangerous as fuck.
Hell yeah. In a regular ass tub.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the worst. That's
not.
That's the worst. Yeah, in a regular tub, you're like, you know what? Just, here, let's just get out.
Right. Let me just wash up right quick. And
yeah. You know, but you're in a hotel. Room. You got to get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, yeah. You
know. I spent my money. We going to enjoy this motherfucker. We going to do shit we ain't never did.
Even if there is music coming through the vent.
Fucking Baltimore Club music. You niggas are something else.
Wow. See?
I was just saying.
All right. So, we going to end this episode, man. But, on the news network, Larry Flint died. He passed away last week. So, I'm not gonna lie. Somebody was like, Larry Flint died. They was like, he's still here?
Damn.
Yeah, I wouldn't have.
It's a sad way to go out.
Yeah. But yeah, he passed away. If y'all don't know who Larry Flint is, he is one of the cornerstones of the adult entertainment empire. So, he passed away. So, shout out to Larry Flint and thank him for everything he's done, because without him, there would be no porn. You know, he fought the freedom of speech article. Mm-hmm. I mean, the freedom of speech amendment, the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. First Amendment. I'm sorry, I'm all over the place. He fought that case in court.
Mm. Oh wow!
Yeah, he had to go to court to fight that, because obscenity laws and things like that. He's been sued, you know, dozens of times, and the U.S. government came for him. He fought that and he won.
Damn.
So without him, there would be no porn. There would be no porn podcast. So shout out to Larry Flint. All right. As always, make sure you check out Baltimore County Forever Podcast YouTube, on all streaming platforms. Shout out to Norm Regular. Make sure you stream Describe Infinity. I haven't heard his new joint yet.
What new joint?
95 Source Awards.
95 Source Awards is like that.
Yeah, I gotta listen to that.
I play it at the week.
Make sure you check out Shit Vegans Eat. Make sure you eat clean. You taste better.
Thanks.
Check out Jabrosa Juice, Jabrosa Photography, Jabrosa Carpet Cleaning, Jabrosa Factory Works.
Check out all that.
Glass making.
Yes, sir.
Everything. I remember, eat clean, you taste better. Drop down, get your Kegel on. And we out.
confirm that what happened at this intersection of Liberty Heights and Wabash is a homicide.
If the block ain't watching Big Brothers, but the clock don't stop for my mother kiss, get rocked trying to clock how I come with rent.